This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden declared Tuesday that he is sticking to his August 31st deadline for completing a risky airlift of Americans, endangered Afghans, and others seeking to escape Taliban-controlled Afghanistan. That decision defies allied leaders who want to give the evacuation more time, and it opens Biden to criticism that he caved to Taliban deadline demands. He said the Taliban are cooperating and security is holding despite the number of violent incidents. But it's a tenuous situation, he said, adding that we run a serious risk of breaking down as time goes on. The United States in recent days has ramped up its airlift amid new reports of rights abuses that fuel concern about the fate of thousands of people who fear retribution from the Taliban and are trying to flee the country. The World Food Program needs at least $200 million U.S. dollars to help the people of Afghanistan as the country is about to enter the lean season. Speaking to Sky News, the WFP's deputy director for Afghanistan said the conflict and the coronavirus had left about 20 million people in need of support. Meanwhile, the Taliban's main spokesman has said on Tuesday that it expects a foreign evacuation from Kabul to be completed by the end of the month, urging Afghans to stay and help rebuild the country. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris's trip from Singapore to Vietnam was delayed several hours Tuesday by an investigation into two possible cases of the so-called Havana syndrome in Hanoi. The investigation was in its early stages, and officials deemed it safe for Harris to make her scheduled stop